Okay, folks, it's the top of the hour. I'd like to welcome you to our Tuesday night health and hydration education call. We do these every other Tuesday night, and we tend to continue to increase our numbers of people coming to these calls, so we certainly appreciate that. We're humbled at the number of people that are interested in things that we talk about. I think it's a large group of like-minded individuals and people that have a goal in mind of truly improving their quality of life, and that's what I appreciate about all of you that support these calls and share in our mission. Core Health Products is a company that I own that hosts all of these calls, and part of our mission is, in fact, to improve the quality of life. In fact, our mission statement reads to enhance and enrich the quality of life for millions of people worldwide, physically, mentally, and financially, and that's what our goal has been. We've been continually trying to do that through not only product sales, but more importantly, education. We make it very clear and have always from day one that we are not the only good company out there. We're not the only company that has good nutritional products. We do believe that we have some very unique aspects that we like to share with people on calls like this and lecture series that we do out in the field. But most importantly, it's about empowering you, the individual, to have the information and the education that you require to be able to find the right nutritional program for you. If we get to play a part in that, then we're so proud and glad to do so. But if it drives you to have enough education to go to a health food store or some other company or whatever down the road, we certainly understand that. It's our goal to educate people and give them that power to make the decision best fits them and their family. Now, as we get underway tonight, tonight's call is going to be very much to the point, maybe even a little shorter than usual, mainly because we've gotten a lot of emails and even phone calls and texts from people saying, make sure you record the call tonight because we've got the NBA basketball game that's on that I know a lot of people will be watching. There's also a soccer match going on tonight that we're obviously very interested in, and the reason being is that the United States men's soccer team, they are avid Core Health product users and fans. I spoke with their trainer yesterday. There's a big match tonight, qualifying match a lot of people are going to be watching. It's on ESPN, and so there's that going on. We've also got other people that are doing some other types of calls tonight. So we're gonna get right to it. There's some very important and factual information that we want to share with you regarding B vitamins in particular. And so before we get right into those B vitamins, I did want to take just a quick second to review a few of the things that we shared last week, because we had a lot of people that were quite honestly stunned in a good way with the information that we shared. Most people didn't realize, and if you were on the call last week, you may have been one of them that didn't realize, even though we talked about vitamin A, and that's what we spoke about last week. Last week, this week, and next week is breaking the vitamin code, so we're talking about the various vitamins. But last week, as we spoke about vitamin C and vitamin A, most of you were really surprised that under the vitamin A category, there are 18 subset vitamin A's. There are 18 different subcategories of that vitamin A, from alpha-carotene to beta-carotene to gamma-carotene to retinol and many others. So the point that we really talked on last week is that each and every one of those sub-vitamin A's, if you will, if you allow me to use that term, are very important to the overall functionality of the body. And so that's why we again go back to the importance of direct extracts from living whole foods. I don't believe there will ever be a man, woman, child, or anything else that is smart enough to put a product together that is man-made that is better than the foods that God provided for us from the vines and the trees and the plants that grow. So direct extract from those foods will always be the most holistic ways and forms of finding those all-inclusive vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and so forth. The one other thing that we got a lot of comments about was, so often when you hear vitamin A, and if you were to say, okay, I'm going to increase my vitamin A, most people would go straight to a carrot. They would go and really increase their carrot intake, because we've all known, and it's been shared for many years, that carrots are high in vitamin A. Well, interestingly, many of you have heard me say over and over and over and over again for many years that the vegetable that I use with my Olympic athletes, with my professional athletes, with my clients in the gym, is a sweet potato. Folks, sweet potatoes actually have a higher vitamin A content than any other food. It also has the highest count of enzymes of any food known really on the face of the earth. It's the most nutrient-rich, enzyme-rich foods on the face of the earth. So I'm always promoting and advocating an intake of raw sweet potatoes. Sometimes people say, what do you mean raw? Just as I said, peel it, cut it up into carrot sticks, and eat them just like you would a carrot. Your vitamin A content is significantly higher in raw sweet potatoes than anything else there is out there. So that's just a quick review of some of the things that we shared last week. Got a lot of people that were really interested in a lot of that stuff. It was one of our better calls as far as information that people were kind of surprised about. So now let's get to the B vitamins. Let me start by sharing that the B vitamins, almost exactly like the vitamins A and some of our other things that we talk about, there's so much information that, for whatever reason, and I think it's financially driven, is not necessarily promoted or talked about. And what I mean by that is, within your vitamin B group, often we hear mostly about, oh yeah, vitamin B, they're important, your B6 and your folic acid, and B6, B12, and folic acid are in fact your three most discussed B vitamins. But don't forget that there are 8 different B vitamins in that family, if you will, of vitamins. And ironically, every one of those B vitamins are just as important to the overall functioning of the body as the B6, the B12, and the folic acid. B6, B12, and folic acid are primarily talked about because it helps with the creation and the formation of the DNA, so for pregnancy and things like that. But don't be fooled into thinking that, oh, I'm gonna go down to the store and I'm going to buy a good vitamin B12 product because I want to increase my energy, okay? B12, just like we always talk about with all the other cofactors, without the cofactors, those nutrients cannot be utilized and function within the body. And the B vitamins, not only do they have certain cofactors themselves, they are the primary, let me take that back, strike that. They're not the primary. They are one of the primary coenzymes in almost every function that goes on within our body. That's something that, quite honestly, before I was reviewing for the call this week, I don't know that I fully recognized or realized how valuable each one of those B vitamins are for different aspects of digestion, nutrient utilization, recovery, DNA creation, myelin sheath creation, feeding foods for the brain. And each of those B vitamins play very, very important roles. Within the B vitamin category, as I said, there are 8 different subvitamins, subcategories, co-enzymes, if you will, and often B enzymes are referred to as a coenzyme. And you may be saying, well, how's it a coenzyme? Is it an enzyme or not? Without some of those B vitamins, there are various enzymes that cannot function, and I'll get into that in a minute. But let me share with you what the various B vitamins there are, first of all. Under the B vitamin category, you have, first of all, thiamine, which is referred to as vitamin B1. B2, which is referred to as riboflavin. B3, as niacin. We hear a lot about niacin and the importance of niacin for various different functions. We'll talk a little bit about that. You have B6, you have folic acid, and B12, which are often talked about, again, in the creation of DNA, the creation of a fetus and a newborn. And then you also have biotin, and you have pantothenic acid. Okay, those all are B vitamins that fall under that B vitamin category. None one of them are more important or so important that the others don't have to also be discussed as well. I feel that the reason, say, vitamin A and all of those 18 other co-vitamins or sub-category vitamin A, I believe that the reason they're not broken out and discussed like they are with the B vitamins is a cost factor. It's a lot more expensive to get factors from whole foods, vegetables, and fruits, is where you get your vitamins from, than where we get most of our B vitamins from, which are more of your meat products. Okay, so I believe that a lot of that is money-driven, especially when you look at the research and you see that all the B vitamins, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, all the way down, biotin, pantothenic acid, all the B vitamins are just as important to the functioning of the body as any and all of those vitamin A's. Let me break some of those out just so you can see what I'm referring to here. Let's just take folic acid first of all. We hear a lot about folic acid. A deficiency in folic acid has often been linked to birth defects and things like that. So they started fortifying a lot of our foods with folic acid. Folic acid is very important for the creation of both birth defects, but people don't realize that folic acid is also almost mandatory for the complete digestive process, specifically of your carbohydrates. Now, why carbohydrates? I don't necessarily know, but carbohydrates cannot be fully and completely broken down into a usable form of energy and usable form of energy without the presence of folic acid. Before I go on to the others, let me give you kind of an example that I use often, and you can see why and how I'm using the folic acid in this example. Folic acid cannot fully be utilized certain enzymes cannot be fully utilized without this folic acid. Let's go back to when we were talking about fat digestion a few calls ago. One of the most important things for the digestion of fat is the presence of the enzyme lipase. Now, lipase is broadly known as the enzyme that digests that fat, so we get more and more people that are starting up companies and selling the product lipase. You see the enzyme, the very product lipase, sold on the marketplace, and they're building off of people like us saying lipase digests fat as a blanket statement. Well, many of you, I hope you remember me stating and sharing that lipase cannot function, cannot begin the digestion of fat without the presence of calcium. So if we're giving you lipase to digest fat without also making sure that calcium, fortifying that formula with calcium, then your body is going to have to rob calcium from itself to enable the beginning breakdown of fat. And that's a fundamental flaw. We can't rob from another area to benefit another. And that same exact principle holds true with almost every one of these B vitamins. The enzyme amylase cannot function. That enzyme is the enzyme that breaks down carbohydrates. It takes that carbohydrate that you have consumed, that oatmeal, that bowl of wheat germ, whatever carbohydrate it is, the grains, the vegetables, the fruits, whatever that carbohydrate is, without the presence of folic acid, just one of the B vitamins, that enzyme cannot begin or complete, more importantly, the breakdown of those carbohydrates for energy use. So folic acid is so important for that breakdown of those carbohydrates. Vitamin B1, okay, also referred to again as thiamine, that vitamin is mandatory to work together with the folic acid in the breakdown of carbohydrates. So for someone to say, well, should I, you know, the doctor said I've got to really increase my folic acid, I've got to really increase my B12, I've got to really do this, I've got to really do that with a certain B vitamin, I see that as, again, focusing on a single symptom rather than a complete problem. The B vitamin complex is called a complex for a reason. They function and work together as a synergistic team to address certain issues, digestive issues, iron depletion, whatever the case may be. And I don't mean to skip all over the place, but we hear people talking about, oh, I've got pernicious anemia. I'm low in iron, therefore I've got to increase my iron intake. Well, the irony is that iron cannot be taken up into the red blood cell for utilization for an increased amount of iron without the presence of B12 and folic acid in particular. Okay, so there again, if you focus on the symptom of iron deficiency, you're going to take iron. If you're focusing on the problem of iron deficiency, you would look at, okay, it may not be because of a lack of intake of iron. What if it's the absence of absorption of iron? And I know that firsthand because if any of you are basketball fans, you remember back to the Houston Rockets about 15, 20 years ago. They had a very well-known player named Hakeem Olajuwon. Hakeem Olajuwon was one of the greatest NBA players of all time, in my opinion. And during his stint with the Houston Rockets, he went through a period there where he started passing out, faint. His vision would come in on him, and he would pass out. And I was fortunately working with the Houston Rockets at that time, and they said, "Man, these are exact symptoms of pernicious anemia, lack of iron." So they took his blood work, sure enough, low in iron. So they increased his iron intake through supplementation, through iron-rich food, but the symptoms didn't go away. So they increased the iron again. When they called me, I had the opportunity of sharing with them my theory of, guys, what if it's not the lack of ingestion of iron? What if it's the lack of the red blood cell's ability to uptake and utilize that iron? So through that process, I was able to fly out there, do some work with them. We changed the form of iron that was given to a holistic form, a natural form that had those cofactors of the B12 and the folic acid. All of a sudden, we had a complete turnaround, and there was not, to the best of my knowledge right now today, that he has not had another issue with that iron depletion, with that anemia issue. And in that case in particular, they were addressing symptoms rather than the overall problem. We're looking at it as an iron deficiency as opposed to an iron utilization challenge. So we see that we address that same thing with our B vitamins. Each and every area is so well known, or each and every B vitamin is needed for that utilization. B2, the riboflavin, okay, that's a vitamin that's hardly ever talked about. I mean, you never even hardly hear anybody reference vitamin B2 or riboflavin. There's such a minuscule amount in formulas, if any at all, when in reality, as I started to do the research, the riboflavin is required in every single one of digestion, carbohydrate, protein, and fat digestion. So basically, any food you eat, folks, riboflavin or B2, is in that process of protein, carbohydrate, fat breakdown at one point or another. It is absolutely in there, and with the lack of that riboflavin, digestion is hindered. See, I believe that's why we're seeing in America today as ongoing deficiency in digestive issues, nutrient utilization issues, is because we are slowly taking out very important cofactors that are needed for completed digestion. I think that's a great example. B2 is needed in all of those digestions, and B2 is also mandatory, not an option. B2 is required for the creation of glutathione. Many of you on this call are very familiar with glutathione. You know that because through alkaline water, through pongan water, we can and have shown, Dr. Filter talks about it all the time, we can show a marked increase in glutathione production with the intake of ion-rich water. Glutathione is a very powerful, very potent antioxidant. It helps rid the body of free radicals. But here again, nobody ever talks about the importance of the B2 in that formation of glutathione. As we go through these, I hope that what you're seeing here, guys, is that exactly what we've been teaching for 20 years is the holistic formula concept. Is that every single factor and cofactor, every enzyme and coenzyme is needed for complete utilization and functioning of the body. You can't cheat or trick the body by saying, well, we're going to use this instead of this. Guys, our body is so unbelievably sensitive and smart. We need all of these different factors. We need all of the factors of vitamin A. So if you're getting your vitamins from a non-food form, I can almost guarantee you are missing some of these sub-factors or these cofactors. So the completed processes cannot happen if we don't provide these broad, holistic blends. That's why we take such great pride in our Core Health Pack. Again, this call isn't about selling product, but I will tell you in the Core Health Pack, we have every factor and cofactor of each of the vitamins A, C, vitamins D, vitamin E, all of your vitamin Bs, okay? Every one of B1, B2, B3, B6, B12, folic acid, biotin, pantothenic acid, every one of those B vitamins are in the Core Health Pack. Not just so we can say we've got this broad complex, but because we know that every one of those vitamins are needed for certain areas in digestion. Niacin, vitamin B3, it is mandatory in the breakdown of carbohydrates and fats, but guess what? Most importantly, vitamin B3 is called into action most aggressively with the ingestion of alcohol. So if you consume alcohol or know someone that consumes alcohol, they're going to almost inevitably have a deficiency of vitamin B3, which is the niacin, and over a period of time is going to affect the digestion of carbohydrates and fats. It's that vicious ongoing cycle. Vitamin B6 helps the digestive processes, again, mostly in protein. Okay, so lack of B6 could be a problem in protein digestion. The activation and utilization of the enzymes that digest protein, in particular protease and your peptidases, they require B6 for full activation. Biotin, again, very important in the digestive processes, primarily of carbohydrates and fatty acids. So someone would say, well, why do you have biotin in your heart health? Well, because our goal with heart health product is to increase the digestion of fat. And if you're going to digest fat, you must have biotin in there for lipase to function properly within the body. And, you know, I think, just to cut right to it, I hope that we've laid out that B vitamins, like all of our other holistic vitamins, have subvitamins, subcategories. Cofactors. They act as cofactors. Your B vitamins can very easily be referred to as a coenzyme. We have B vitamins in almost every one of our products because they act as coenzymes. Our MED delivery system, maximum enzyme delivery system that is in every one of our five Core Health products, have very specific B vitamins in there because we know their need in the activation or activity of those enzymes. So I think that it's also important for us all to be able to kind of have an idea of, well, I don't want to supplement all of my B vitamins. I think that you should take the Core Health Pack every single day. It's the greatest source of your whole broad blend of vitamins A, C, D, E, Bs, and so on. All of your amino acid chelated minerals, your enzymes and pre and probiotics. But I also want you to understand many of the foods that we can get these B vitamins from. And to do that, I've asked Liz, she's gonna share just a few of the foods that we can get some of these specific B vitamins from. Many of you probably already consume much of these foods, but it may help give you an idea of some of the other additives you can, or additive in a good way, of those foods that you can include into your diet to get some of those broad blend of all your Bs. Again, B12 is no more important than thiamine, and thiamine is no less important than your B6 or folic acid. So the more we can get from our good whole foods, food sources, and from our Core Health Pack, the better off we are. So, Liz, are you on the line with us?
I am, Sharon. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you fine. And, folks, this is Liz Bailey. She does all of our technical writing, any and all of the things that you see, all of our blogs. She is very well versed with nutrition. I have great respect for her and all the work that she does. But I've asked her to just take a couple of minutes and share some of the food sources that we can use to get our B vitamins. So, Liz, if you would, please.
Absolutely. In speaking of the vitamin B foods, just as Shan has already spoken about, when looking for food sources, you want to have whole foods, as we always speak about. There is so many processed, highly refined, fortified foods that seem to take up so much of our diet these days. And when you're looking to get the most bang for your buck, the highest quantity of vitamins, you really need to go back to nature, back to those natural, organic, whole foods. And I'll read through a list here and give you a little bit of pieces that can hopefully you can add to your daily diet. Starting off with seafood, I know a lot of people don't tend to eat as much seafood fish that we need to, but it's a great source of vitamin D, from clams and oysters to shellfish family to salmon and even trout. Going into the red meat category, looking at beef in particular and bison are extremely high in the vitamin Bs. Grass-fed only, though, this is one that I've become an advocate for. When you look at most conventional meat in today's market, they are being fed genetically modified corn as their feed, and that just depletes pretty much all the nutrient value of that red meat, and it also is injected with all the growth hormones and the antibiotics. I know Sam's talked about this in the past, but obviously the more hormones, the more antibiotics you take in from meat, that's going to counteract the good bacteria, the probiotics in your gut. So it's very, very crucial when you look at red meat to source out the best grass-fed, even local brand that you can find that you can get your hands on. And the same holds true for turkey and chicken, another great source of vitamin B. But again, look for something, look for varieties that are more hormone-free, antibiotic-free. You just don't want to introduce that into the gut, where it not only is going to deplete things, but also have to be filtered through the liver and create more toxins in the body. And eggs are another great source of very, very rich in vitamin D, as well as choline, which is sort of coupled in the vitamin B category. Choline is one of those crucial nutrients that is needed to produce the cell membrane. As Sam was talking about vitamin B12 with DNA, it's crucial for brain health, especially when you look at pregnancy and in the development of that baby's brain. A great source of choline, not only in eggs, but also in the krill oil. And I'll give a little shout-out to our core EFAs. I took that, three of them a day, with pregnancy, and I just absolutely love that product. I've noticed a difference in my own son. I think he's a little bit ahead of the game in all the krill oil that I consume and still consume to this day. But more sources of vitamin B would be the brewer's yeast, even fruits. We always think of fruits as just sources for vitamin C, but your oranges and your cantaloupes have high amounts of B. And looking into the whole grains. Now, here again, we want to stay away from those refined, fortified, enriched breads and cereals that you see in the market. So many of those are stripped of all of the good nutrients, the bran, the germ, the endosperm, and they're then fortified and put back in with synthetic minerals, which are not as beneficial to the body as we know of whole food sources. So when you're looking at grains, you want to go back to those whole grains, especially in the brown rices, and even going into some of the other categories of quinoa and salt and barley, taking out a little different variety than your typical flours. And veggies, leafy green vegetables, so good for not just B vitamins, but so many different nutrients. Spinach and bok choy being great sources for vitamin B. Potatoes are another veggie that's awesome for vitamin B. Steamed steaks, of course. We don't want to look into any french fries. Those are definitely going to be less in nutrient value anytime you fry a food. And also in the seed and nut category, peanuts, cashews, sunflower, and pumpkin seeds, one of my favorites. And lastly, dairy products. And when we talk about dairy products, if you can get your hands on raw milk and even raw cheese, that's going to give you the highest amount not only of nutrients, but of also enzymes. And Stan, you can add more to this note, but I do just want to lastly end with a lot of foods that are high in vitamin D, the meats and eggs and that type of thing, do have to be cooked so that we can consume them. But as we know, whenever you cook something over 118 degrees, you denature that product, and those enzymes are killed. But also, a lot of the vitamin potential can be hindered. Those nutrients are still there, and you'll still benefit from eating them, but adding in supplemental enzymes when you can consume those cooked foods is really the key to unlocking that vitamin potential. And that's where taking the core health pack or digestive health with those meals allows for the macro and all the micronutrients to be delivered properly. And Shan, just as you always say, nutrient utilization is more important than nutrient consumption. So you want to be able to utilize all of those vitamin Bs and all the other vitamins and nutrients that you consume. So adding in those enzymes to unlock it is always key.
Well, that's great information, Liz, and I appreciate you sharing it with us. I think it's easy for everybody to see exactly why she is so good at what she does. She's very well versed, and I would suggest that each of you take a chance to look at the blogs that she writes. They're all on our webpage. We have an education section on our webpage now that have blogs and videos and all kinds of information. Some of the latest information in the news regarding nutrition, and Liz directs all of that information. So Liz, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
To finalize and wrap everything up, I do want to revisit one area that she talked about, and that is the area of the enzymes. B12 in particular, you guys, and again, not meaning it's more important, but in particular, it requires a presence of a rich culture of the probiotics in the gut for true absorption and utilization. So there's many circumstances based upon research where B12 intake was above and beyond what was needed, but due to a lack of the probiotic or good bacteria in the gut, its absorption rate was limited. And as Liz said, nutrient absorption or nutrient utilization is more important than just nutrient consumption. It shows a dramatic drop in B12 activity with the utilization of many of those proton pumps that are so widely used in America today. away those pills and things to use for acid reflux, the purple pill and the Pepto-Bismols and the Tums and the Nexiums and all of those types of products that reduce that probiotic count in the GI tract also shows a dramatic reduction in your B12, which B12 utilized for the digestion of our foods. B12 is utilized for the formation and the creation of our DNA, the formation and the creation during the creation of babies, things like that. There are just so many valuable benefits of all of those B vitamins, but without a proper, healthy gut, all starts with the probiotics and enzymes. That is our number one flag that we bear, if you will, is gut health is where everything begins. And the best way to improve our gut health is with the ingestion of a good broad blend of probiotics, broad blend of digestive enzymes and your stabilized probiotics, which is exactly what we have in the digestive health. Everybody should be utilizing digestive health, and that is also why in our Core Health Pack, not only are we providing you with all your vitamins, all your minerals, the Bs, the vitamin A, C, E, D, all of those, all of your minerals in their amino acid chelated forms from iron, magnesium, zinc, selenium, copper, that list goes on and on and on and on, but we're also providing you with the stabilized probiotics, because we want that gut to be rich in probiotics, healthy, so it can uptake those vitamins that you're consuming in the foods and the green leafy vegetables or the lean meats that Liz talked about from venison to bison to ostrich. All of those B-rich foods, we've got to have a healthy gut, and that starts with probiotics and enzymes. Folks, I know that it's very cliche for me to say that the Core Health Pack is really what everybody should be taking, but I truly believe that. I haven't found anything out there that provides as broad of nutrients synergistically formulated from whole foods, whole nutrients, as you're going to find in the Core Health Pack. And again, that's not to say that it's not the only good product, but I have not found anything that's as broad, has all your vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, prebiotics, all of your digestive enzymes and digestive herbs in three capsules. So if you get a chance, please go to our website at corehealthproducts.com. Check out the Core Health Pack. That is your daily maintenance. Folks, for minimal amounts of money, you can have a product that covers six different products. Okay, for $50, as low as $50, you get that six different products in one simple system of three capsules. And what does that come out to? About I don't know, maybe $2 a day. $2 a day, I guess, roughly, to get all of your six products in one, less than $2 a day. In one system. So we hope that you check that out. It covers, again, whole food, everything directly extracted from living foods and plants. Would also like to, in closing, give a shout-out and a wait at the end for all of our people to get on the call tonight. I don't know how many we have, but it's a great turnout tonight. To publicly thank Brenda Mader, who was on Miss USA. Any of you that may have seen that Sunday night, she represented Core Health Products fabulously. She's beautiful. She's spoken well. She just does a fantastic job, and we're so proud of her and all that she did in the Miss USA pageant. We look forward to working even more so with her and some of the other girls in the Miss USA pageant. But wanted to publicly thank her for all that she has done for Core Health Products. And then, as always, that's not to say that all of our other people from professional athletics and general population as well, we don't just as equally appreciate. We, again, wish good luck to the U.S. men's soccer team, who is actually right in the middle of a match right now that's very important to them, huge Core Health Products fans, and many of the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball teams that are out there. We've been very fortunate and continue to grow in those areas. So, All right, guys, in closing tonight, I want to, as we often do, and I do want to give everybody a little heads up here, we are going to be giving specials on most of these calls, but we're not going to on every single call. They're not always going to be big specials, and the reason being is we're starting to get to that point where we get people that will call in and say, well, I'm not going to be on the call, but I want to, you know, what's the special going to be? Oh, I want that special code. I wasn't on the call, but I want a special. We try and make these specials for people that are on the call. So some of them we will and some of them we won't. Tonight, we wanted to give a good special. This special gives you a free digestive health, which is by and large our most consumed product, or a free heart health, whichever you choose. Here's how you get it. You go to our website, CorehealthProducts.com. You go through the process of ordering. As long as you have a purchase of 2 Core Health packs, okay, that's the one that adds everything, and all your vitamins, all your minerals, antibiotics, probiotics, prebiotics, enzymes, digestive herbs, everything. With 2 packs, you get a free digestive or a free heart health, whichever one you choose. If you buy 4 Core Health packs, at the regular price, you're going to get 2 digestive and 2 heart health, whichever one you choose. But to do that, as you go through the ordering process, when you come to the coupon code section, if you want the digestive health, you're simply going to put in there DH for digestive health, DH. If you want the free heart health with it instead, you put in there HH for heart health. And it's that simple. As long as you have 2 Core Health packs, in the coupon code DH or HH, you will not see that free digestive or heart health in your cart. It's something that we will simply add in on our end as we fulfill your order. We're going to put in there a free heart health or free digestive, whichever one you choose, but you will not see it in your cart, so just be aware of that. Folks, I hope that this was a good call for everybody. I know that I always enjoy sharing this information. We are so emphatic here at Core Health Products and so passionate about whole food nutrition, whole food supplementation. We will always represent you well with products that are directly, with ingredients that are directly extracted from living, live, healthy, organic, natural nutrients, foods. Folks, that's what we believe in, that's what we teach. We've taught it for 20 years, and we'll continue to teach it. As always, we ask your help in sharing our message, sharing the education that you get on calls like this, directing people to our website or our Facebook. We thank you so much for being in support of Core Health Products and our missions. We appreciate each and every one of you. We hope you all have a great night tonight. With any questions, comments, or needs, you can always email us at info@corehealthproducts.com. Thank you all. Have a great night. God bless, and we'll talk with you soon. Goodbye.